Greetings, faithful listeners. Introducing Nexus Rewards, a blessed opportunity to steward your resources wisely. Experience the joy of savings and receiving cash back on your everyday purchases, from family groceries to essential home goods. But the blessings don't end there. Share the gift of Nexus Rewards with others and witness the multiplication of your earnings. Yes, it's true. Save, earn cash back, and cultivate a fruitful harvest by sharing. Join Nexus Rewards today at shopsaveearninfo.com/miracle.
If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is April the 26th, 2024, and today the topic is pure faith. Happy Friday. Yes, happy Friday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thursday. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good overall. You may be noticing that your girl is in the natural light this morning. That's because seems like there seems to be some type of power outage in our neighborhood. Listen, I figured it might be good to tell y'all about it. maybe it coincides with this conversation somehow. But also, I feel like I've been noticing a lot more of that lately, which is very interesting. I mean, I know there's all these rumors about, you know, I guess the internet going down, all these different type of things. And so for so much power outages, things to be happening in the neighborhood and whatnot, it's just very interesting to me. Now, who knows? This could be a regular thing in other places. But I don't know. I guess I just think something is kind of significant. I mean, I feel like power outages and whatnot over my lifetime was like few and far between. And I feel like these days it's been like a little more frequent, you know. But anywho, I don't know what's going on with all of that. Just wanted to acknowledge it, you know. But look, if there's a will, there's a way. And so I still got, you know, some service, right? And I still got some battery, you know, and things of that nature. And so I'm pushing through and putting out the juice. Look, in faith, right, that at some point it's going to be restored so I can go ahead and do the other stuff I need to do today, right? But anywho, yeah, my day yesterday was cool, man. I worked at the church. I worked overtime a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because this Sunday will be technically my first family connect that I created. So even though I know I'm still kind of learning, you know, the system and how things go, and stuff like that with Mountain West. I know they got all these, you know, they have these values that the staff upholds and things of that nature. And I'm, I guess, actively in real life, in real time, you know, doing my best to incorporate those different values and things into my life. Yeah, I guess yesterday was like a real good proof of that, because there's this value that's called collaboration over silos. And I think that was in action yesterday, because your girl, me, I'm so used to doing things alone, or I'm just so used to doing things myself, whatever case may be, that I guess when it came to this particular event that's coming up, maybe I misunderstood, you know, what I was supposed to be doing. So I was doing things that I could have delegated. So yeah, now that I know, I guess, you know, moving forward, I hope and pray that I do a little better with that. But yesterday I was taking a little extra time to get things together and, you know, get things done for the Family Connect on Sunday. So preferably it all goes well. I mean, it won't be like a big shebang, you know, in regards to, you know, hiring a company to come in and things of that nature. But hopefully it will have an impact, you know. Hopefully people will really get to know each other and things of that nature. I think that was my inspiration behind the theme and the, you know, event that I created. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Prayerfully, it goes well. But yeah, I spent a lot of time working on different things regarding that yesterday. Then I did my regular task. So yeah, I mean, I spent a little time, a little extra time to make sure certain things was in place and at least ready to go. But yeah, that's what's going on with that. So anything else of significance? I mean, not too much. By the time I got back home, I just was hungry. So I ate a little something and I pretty much chilled and whatnot. And woosahed a bit. And, you know, kept watching Passion of the Christ. Kept watching Chosen. Which again, I've been telling you guys, I really am enjoying watching it in this particular moment and season of my life. I feel like it's definitely resonating with me in a variety of ways. And, you know, I know the series has been out for years and people have had small groups and all these different things watching the series. But I think there's something, again, about me watching it right now that is significant. So I've been enjoying it. If you haven't watched it, I recommend it. It's good. You know, good acting, good entertainment, you know, that part is good too. But I think for me, it's more so about like that glimpse of like what it could have been. Of course, we don't know exactly how much liberty the actors and directors and, you know, the people that created it took when it came to, you know, again, interpreting the Bible, things of that nature. Who knows? That might have threw in some of their own ideas. You know, it goes like that. But I just think the glimpse alone and the fact that a lot of it resonates and I can confirm it is Bible. You know what I'm saying? I can go and literally read a lot of the things that's being said and done, with the exception of some things, because, you know, I don't, you know, but hey, you know, so I don't know about the continuity of, again, the project itself, but I believe that their intention is to be as close to the Bible as possible. And so with that in my heart and mind, and as I watch it, it's good. I think it's a good program and a good, you know, show. So anyway, so I've been saying to you guys over the past few days in regards to, yes, the show, that, again, there's just something pure about it, right? There's just something just pure, fresh, and that's resonating with me. And I feel like this word pure has been on my heart and mind for the past few weeks in different capacities, right? I was thinking about that friendship that I quote-unquote lost recently. I'm like, you know, I only had the purest intentions with this person in the beginning. And it seemed like ever since the beginning, there was issues, you know, there was things that was like trying to taint that pure intention. You know, it's like, hey, I met you. You seemed cool. I'm ready to, you know, be friends and work together and things of that nature. And then all of a sudden it's like, here goes some, you know, some discord, you know, and things of that nature early on into the friendship. And somehow we bypassed all those things. And then now it's kind of come back around again in a bigger way. And, you know, again, I can't force nobody to be my friend. You know what I'm saying? I can't force nobody to look at things the way I do, things of that nature. And I don't intend to force nobody to do nothing. but I'm just talking about this word pure, right? So again, even something so pure can be tainted, right? As friendship, as, again, yes, the word, things of that nature. But I don't know. I was just taking some time to reflect on that this morning. And I pretty much was inspired to go deeper about this concept of having pure faith. And I found it to be interesting because even as I was studying it and I was looking into things regarding this, there was a few things. So one, I felt led to go and check out that app that, you know, Chat Holy Bible. And yeah, y'all can go to chatholybible.com and look into how to get the app. But again, it has been another great resource, at least over this past week, because, you know, instead of going to openbible.info and the places that I usually go, I just went there. And it's like I'm having this conversation. I guess sometimes like almost like with the Lord, but like I know it's AI, I get it, you know what I'm saying? But So even if I don't say with the Lord, but like with another believer, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm having a conversation with another believer about different things. And so when I put in that, hey, you know, I want to share about pure faith today, I had that conversation with the AI. And, you know, was talking about different verses and things of that nature. And then at some point I noticed that, you know, the verses they were giving me, even though, yeah, they were talking about pure faith, but it was like the type of faith that expects something back from the Lord. And I was like, well, no, that's not necessarily what I'm, you know, talking about. You know, I think my mind is more so on just the purity of faith in God, period, versus like, you know, not talking about him giving me nothing and I'm going to be having pure faith for that. It's like, no, just the pure desire to get to know the Lord. You know what I'm saying? The pure desire to please him, the pure desire to, you know, acknowledge him and things of that nature. Like that part is where I feel like the inspiration it came from when it comes to this conversation today. And so, you know, there's a few verses that, you know, kind of resonated with me to share this morning that me and chatholybible.com came up with for you guys. So I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired by these things. So let's get into this conversation. So before I get into the verses, let me share with you guys the definition of both pure and faith. Or did I do definition of faith? Okay. Yeah, I did. Well, I did the biblical definition of faith. Okay. So the definition of pure said not mixed or adulterated with any other substance or material. But then I went and looked at the biblical definition of pure, and I pretty much came across the words sincere, genuine, blameless, innocent. So, I mean, again, I think we all, when I hear the word pure, that's more so what I think about again, sincere, genuine, that side of pure. Now, on one hand, you know, we know that purity, I mean, it only comes with Christ, because guess what? We're not, none of us are going to be pure, perfect, and none of that type of stuff. So if we are, we are because of Christ. But that's a completely different conversation than talking about, again, pure faith, because there just has to be something in you that receives the Lord, like the Bible says, like a child, you know, accepts it and embraces it and things of that nature. Like that's that type of purity, again, that innocence, that genuineness, sincerity. Yeah, that's just something about that. Like I said, it's standing out to me this morning, and I hope, and you know, that this is how you feel about the Lord, you know, that you're not just, again, expecting him to be the genie or something like that. No, you have a genuine interest, right? In the Lord. And sure, okay, that will come with, you know, benefits, right? Because he's going to take care of you. He's going to show himself in your life, you know, all of that different type of stuff. Sure. But, you know, do you just have that genuine curiosity about God? You know, do you have that genuine trust, you know, and things of that nature? I think we all should ask ourselves these questions. I'm just throwing them out there. So let me share with you guys the definition of faith. And it's just pretty much the biblical definition. It says the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Again, I know we can talk all day later, like, oh, we haven't seen God. You never saw Jesus. You never saw, you know. But again, there's just something for me at this point. Again, I feel like as I study the Bible, and as I just live life, I see that you know, everything shows me that there's God. You know, even just looking at the mirror shows me that, hey, I am a created being that is beautifully and wonderfully made, intricately, that I don't even fully understand everything going on in my body right now to make me to be who I am. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that there's something beyond me, right, that allowed me to be here and all the things, right? Now, again, everybody might not believe that, but, you know, as for me, that's where I guess my pure faith comes from, you know, the pure curiosity about those things. So now that I acknowledge that there is a God, right, and there is a, you know, a creator and someone beyond and above me, then, you know, I want to know more about that person, right, that individual. Like, and I'm sure there may be some things that I may not ever fully understand. But that's where, again, the faith comes in. It's not seen in some instances. Like, yeah, I see God working in my life. I see, again, everything around me and things of that nature. But is that enough, right, for someone to say, okay, not just say that there's God, but I think that's where sometimes people question and like, oh, well, but you haven't seen this, you haven't seen that. Well, give me a better explanation. And thus far, even though people have come up with all kinds of ideas, nothing makes sense to me other than a creator. You know, because even if we sit here and say evolution, da 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 da, well, why are we not still evolving? And why, what happened to the other apes and monkeys or whatever that you're saying that we came from? Those aren't evolving into people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're still remaining. Like, why those can remain and then not us? Like, if we're the same, you know, things of that nature. It's, and again, I don't too much embrace a lot of whole, you know, different ideas or whatever in regards to that. I'm aware of some, but regardless, I mean, again, we all have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We all have to figure out what we want to do and believe ourselves. So that's up to you, right? But I mean, to me, it makes sense that, hey, there's a creator. He created all things. He created me. And I want to get to know who that person is and why, right? Why did you create me? You know, matter of fact, watching the shows and series, that's another thing that really was standing out to me, that again, a lot of the people that he chose, they were like, why did you choose me? You know, of all the people. And I think we all can feel that way sometimes. You know, Lord, why did you create me? What is my purpose? You know, all those different questions and things that we may have, that I hope that we tap into, get into. Because again, at least for me, like, I feel like, hey, I'm walking in my purpose, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, things of that nature. It's a beautiful thing to walk in those things. Yeah, there's challenges. Yeah, there may be things I don't fully understand all the time. Yeah, you know, again, temptation and all the things are going to be there. Even if you are walking, right, in God's will and way and purpose. But again, it just really affects how you handle all of it by what you believe. So let me give you guys some verses, all right? So Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. Oh, y'all saw that light come on. Oh, yes, must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So, I mean, listen, did y'all need some confirmation? Because listen, look, without faith, and then the light come on. But no, that's real though. I mean, again, how can we claim to believe if we don't have faith? Like, because again, many of us have not, you know, we didn't see Christ, right? We haven't seen the Lord, right? And so how can we pray, right, come to him, have faith, trust, any of those things, if we don't believe he exists? And so yeah, I mean, that's kind of the beginning. I mean, you know, you got to believe he exists. And then ultimately, as you believe that he exists, you got to believe that he's going to reward those who seek him. Now, again, I know that that's, again, a benefit and a blessing that comes from the faith. But again, can we just have that natural curiosity? Like, there's nothing wrong with just being like, Lord, I just want to get to know you better. You know, like, help me to know you better. Now, great, you want to bless me with some funds or whatever it is, great. You know what I mean? But can we just get on the journey of getting to know the Lord? Like, I think that's what he ultimately wants, that relationship. He doesn't necessarily, you know, just want, who wants someone to only come around and want them and ask questions and whatever when they want something? I think we all understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got friends and family that's that way, right? I know a lot of times we might even feel some kind of way about, again, beggars and things of that nature, because you feel like they only want something, they want what you have, and otherwise they don't care nothing about you. And we know that feeling, you know what I'm saying? And so why do we do that to the Lord? Let's ask ourselves that. I'm going to keep going. So, Romans 4:20, it says, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was stretched in his faith and gave glory to God. Give me some examples of pure faith or whatever the case may be. And they talked about Abraham, and they also talked about the woman with the issue of blood, how they just had the faith in what God had told them, or they had the faith in what they believed. For example, again, Abraham, even though he was in old age, everything, all the odds were stacked against him to actually have that, you know, he would be the father of nations and things like that, what the Lord had told him about him and his life. Same again, the lady with the issue of blood. Like, she just believed in her heart that if I just touch the hem of his garment, if I just touch him, I'm going to be healed. And it was, you know. And so, again, you know, can we have that type of faith, right? That blind faith, as they say. Pure faith, I say. The type of faith that, again, I may not see it, I may, you know, or anything. I may not know when, where, how, all that type of stuff, but I know that God is going to take care of me. I know that I can trust him. I know that, like I said earlier, I know these lights going to come on. I didn't know it was going to come on whenever it was, and you know, and that everything. I was like, maybe it'll be later on in the day, but these lights is going to come on. Like, can we have that type of faith about the Lord? That is the question. Y'all can marinate on that. Let me give you guys one more verse that I felt led to write down this morning. And it was Revelations 2, 4, and 5. As I was reflecting on pure faith, this verse came into my heart and mind. And even though it doesn't necessarily say like pure faith, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, I feel like it coincides with this conversation about, again, that genuineness and things of that nature. So this is what it says, y'all. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Ooh, I know that's pulp, right? We might not like that. That might not sound good. And that's in Revelations, and it's talking to the specific church, I believe, of Ephesus. But here's the thing about that. What I was reflecting on is that this could represent each and every one of us as individuals as well. A lot of us need to turn back to our first love. When we first heard about Christ and the things that we did and the way that we felt and things of that nature, some of us need to turn back to that. Because again, a lot of time I think we get into the habit and routine of just going and being religious and just going and asking and, you know, and things of that nature. And thinking he's a genie or whatever it is, right? So again, turn back to your first love, repent. If you don't, those things come with consequences, which is featured in that verse, and you guys can go deeper about all those things. But ultimately, I believe that I've already shared the juice, and that is that our faith should be pure. Hopefully, this encourages you and inspires you all, us all, right, to have a genuine interest in the Lord. And I believe that would go way farther than just seeking him to receive. And that's the juice, y'all. That's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I'm just trying to make sure I read it right, y'all, okay? So again, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall make straight thy paths. He shall direct thy paths. First, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Y'all know today's Friday, right? So we have a new episode of the GSL Talk Show coming out tonight, yes, at 7 p.m. So yes, be sure to check that out, if the Lord's will. Our guest is named Mr. Dale Hutchison, okay? He's a podcaster and much, much more. So stay tuned to that tonight. And then also, check out the Go Deeper section. I just put in there, you know, reflect on your own journey, y'all. Reflect on your journey and, you know, answer the question for yourself whether your journey is truly pure. Yeah, that's the juice. Y'all have a great, great Friday, and I look forward to talking to y'all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hey there, are you looking to deepen your understanding of the Bible? Look no further than Graceful Joy Church. Their YouTube channel is the go-to destination for insightful videos that cater to all levels of faith. But what really sets them apart? It's their incredible community. Join their online congregation today and experience the warmth and support of fellow believers at Graceful Joy Church on YouTube.